There's no free lunch when it comes to investing. But what about a podcast that delivers educational content on investing, financial planning, items of interest, and even the odd wacky topic? Welcome to the Free Lunch Podcast, hosted by Canvas Wealth. Free Lunch will bring listeners the team's vast knowledge and experience in dealing with uncertainty. Learn more and subscribe today at canvaswealth.ca.
Welcome back to the Free Lunch Podcast with just me today, Colin. A little bit different show today. I don't have a guest, and I don't have Greg or Steve or Blair or Jacob joining me. It's just me. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know the show is typically a conversation, usually myself and one of those other people sitting across from a guest. Maybe it's on Zoom or Teams, but a guest that we admire, someone who's helped shape how we think about money, our behavior, investing, or even just life more broadly. But today, we're just taking a little bit different angle. We don't have a guest, so no guest, no rapid-fire questions, just myself and a bit of reflection. I wanted to take one episode to look back at the journey of this podcast, to look back on why we started it, the things that we've learned, and the big themes that keep showing up no matter who's been sitting in the guest chair. Because when you zoom out and listen to those conversations back to back, you tend to see patterns that emerge. And some of them are lessons that surprised me. So whether you've listened to every episode or this is your first one, I would consider this a highlight reel. But it's not a highlight reel like of quotes or hot takes, but simply of ideas that have come out of the 290 previous episodes. Ideas that have shaped how we think about wealth, behavior, and what a good financial life actually looks like. So let's get into why the Free Lunch Podcast actually exists. I have to take you back to 2020 during COVID, and it was pretty quiet downtown in Calgary. We didn't have a lot to do. I mean, we had a lot of calls to make and things like that. I mean, we were an essential service during the COVID lockdowns, but we were looking for somewhat of a way to, I don't know, inject some creativity into our day. And we first launched the Free Lunch Podcast in 2020. And the idea was simple. The idea was that there are no free lunches in markets, but there are free lunches in behavior. We focus these episodes on various topics, things that people are going to be familiar with, like diversification, the importance of that, like being properly diversified, discipline, having the discipline to stay invested during all kinds of different market cycles, the importance of patience, and how just because something's not working out right now doesn't mean it's not going to work out later. The importance of humility and self-awareness. And none of those items, diversification, discipline, patience, humility, or self-awareness, none of those show up on a monthly statement. None of them have stock ticker symbols. But over time, they matter more than almost anything else. So what we didn't fully appreciate at the beginning when we first started recording these episodes was just how universal these ideas would be. If you look across academics, practitioners, marketers, behavioral scientists, advisors, and investors, all of these people have different backgrounds, but tend to come to similar conclusions. And that's where the real signal is. So I'm going to look at five themes today that we've taken from the roughly 290 episodes that we've recorded over the last 5 years. And the first big theme is behavior beats brilliance. So if we had to boil down dozens of episodes into one simple takeaway, it would be this. Being reasonable beats being brilliant. I want to say that again. Being reasonable, having reasonable expectations, having a reasonable investment approach beats being brilliant. Because over and over again, guests came back to behavior, not intelligence, not forecasts, not clever strategies. This is especially true right now. We're in the beginning of 2026. We've got all of the market outlooks being published by all of the big investment firms, but it's not the forecasts that will deliver returns. So in our episodes, we talked about why investors chase what just worked, why that's just not a good strategy, why we panic when markets fall, and why doing nothing sometimes is often the hardest decision. And the irony is this. Most people, if you talk to them, they know this. most people know what they should do. So the gap isn't a knowledge gap, especially in today's day and age, where you can look up absolutely anything. You can use AI to source answers. You can even use it to source questions. You could ask it, what questions should I ask myself? What questions should I ask my advisor? What things should I be looking at? So it's not a knowledge gap. It's an execution gap. So some of these guests that we've had in the past frame this around things like psychology. Others framed it around emotional regulation. I mean, we had others that just framed it around systems and guardrails. But the message was pretty consistent. The biggest enemy in your investment life is not the market. It's yourself on a bad day. So that insight alone has changed how we think about portfolio design, how we communicate with clients in client conversations, and even how we structure our firm and our service deliverables. So a pretty big deal. The second key theme that we've focused on in those 290 plus episodes is that time is the real edge. So again, another idea that kept resurfacing, it didn't matter who we had, who we were interviewing. It was the importance of time. It just kept resurfacing that time and not timing. And many people have heard that saying in the past, like, it's not market timing, it's time in the market. I know it sounds very cliche, but it is 100% true. There's lots of evidence that shows, you know, if you got into the market at a high just before a bear market correction, or you got in somewhere at a low before a bull market expansion, or somewhere in between. And when you look at it on a, 12-week or 12-month period, it can look quite drastic. If you look at it on a 12-year period or longer, it doesn't. The reality is that everybody wants an edge. Everybody wants alpha. Alpha is that funny word that everybody looks for. Excess return. Everybody wants to feel like they're doing something smart. But the guests who've been around the longest, the ones that have been through all kinds of cycles, the ones with real scar tissue, kept saying the same thing. The biggest advantage most people have is time. They have time to let compounding work. They have time to let markets recover. They have time to let good decisions add up. So over those episodes, we talked about long horizons, not as a cliche, but as a competitive advantage, because there's so few people that actually stick around long enough to benefit from them. And this isn't just about investing. Time showed up in conversations about things like careers, about building businesses, in our case, maybe building a firm. Time showed up in conversations about relationships, be it with your loved ones or with clients. Time showed up in conversations about trust, the importance of trust, how important it is. Everything meaningful seems to require more time than we'd like and far more patience than we think we have at times. The third theme I'm going to focus on is simplicity is a feature, not a bug. So one of my favorite moments across the podcast that we recorded was realizing how often simplicity was misunderstood. Now, that doesn't mean that simple is easy. It doesn't mean that simple is lazy. And it certainly doesn't mean that simple is unsophisticated. In fact, many of our guests argued the exact opposite, that the most robust strategies, the ones that survive different regimes, different decades, different emotions, are often the simplest. So for those episodes, we talked about things like why complexity is seductive, why it sells well, why it feels like doing more. But complexity often creates fragility. And simplicity creates staying power. That idea has deeply influenced how we build portfolios, how we are able to explain them to clients, and how we set expectations, especially when markets get uncomfortable. Right now, we're spending a lot of time with clients talking about how great the markets are, but we're also letting them know that bull markets don't go forever. We will have a bear market at some point. That's a fact. I mean, I had one person say to me, what's the chance of a bear market coming? And the answer is 100%. There will be a bear market. That's not the problem. The problem is, what are you going to do when it happens? If you have a simple strategy, it may create the ability to have staying power. The fourth theme I want to talk about is how context matters more than content. So another lesson that I didn't expect going into recording these episodes was how often our guests emphasize context over content. The same portfolio, the same strategy, the same advice. This could lead to totally different outcomes depending on who the person is. What are their goals? What life stage are they in? What's their stress level? And what are their past experiences? This is where behavioral finance stops being theoretical and starts being human. So for that, we talked about things like how risk tolerance isn't stable. A good example of that is right now, stock markets are expensive. They're high. And usually during a bull market is when everybody says they have a high risk tolerance. But when we get to that bear market that we'll get to at some point, it might have a few people revisit, well, what is their true risk tolerance? We talked about in the past how goals change. I mean, if you think back to when you were 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever, you had different goals in different periods of your life. Sometimes those goals are simple, just like putting bread on the table. Sometimes they're more about educational funding. It could lead then into retirement planning, long-term care planning. Your goals do change over time. They're not consistent. Maybe they're consistent, but they're not constant. You know, the fact is that money is never just money. And so the best advisors, investors, and decision makers aren't necessarily the ones with the most answers. They're the ones asking the best questions. That insight alone has reshaped how we think about financial planning as a relationship, not as a transaction. Too often, investors do a financial plan once, and they may look at the results with a financial planner or an advisor, but they don't look at the results again until many years later when somebody asks them, hey, have you ever done a financial plan? And they say, yeah. Well, when did you last do it? About 5 years ago. Well, where is it? What's in my filing cabinet? I mean, that's just no good. We believe that financial planning is an ongoing process, and the ability to take that data out of a financial plan and make it trackable, relating it back to your current risk tolerance, back to what are your current goals, back to the importance of what money is to you at this present moment. That's not a transaction. That's an ongoing process. And the fifth and final theme is humility is the hidden superpower. If there's a quiet through line across nearly every episode, it's humility. It's not performative humility. It's not false modesty. It's just simply real humility. We had lots of guests that openly talked about mistakes that they've made, things that they got wrong, models that didn't work, and assumptions that failed. These things happen. Listen, we've made mistakes. We've had things that went wrong. We've had models that didn't work, and we've had assumptions that failed. That's just reality. But interestingly, the more experienced the guest, the more comfortable that they were saying, I don't know. And that stuck with me because we have a lot of clients that are looking for certainty in a world that is forever uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen in the stock market tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen in the bond market tomorrow. The reality is we don't know. That's just a fact. So what we do know is, well, how can we position ourselves so that we sort of minimize some of the downside risk? How can we position ourselves so we can maximize the upside risk as much as possible while minimizing the downside risk? So that whole idea of I don't know, that's really stuck with me because markets have a way of punishing certainty and punishing uncertainty and rewarding adaptability. Things change. Humility doesn't mean a lack of conviction. It means holding convictions loosely and being willing to update them when reality changes. If I look back at the last 25 years of my career, the way we do things now is very different than the way we did them 25 years ago. The products that we invest in are very different than the investment approach we took 25 years ago. Things change and we have to adapt with them. So I guess I would like to finish this episode with what changed my own thinking. A big thing that's changed the way I think about things was simply hosting this podcast, listening to some really great people talk about all kinds of interesting things. We've been very fortunate to have some of the, you know, leading scholars, leading professionals, leading journalists join us on the show and share with us. So hosting this podcast has changed me. It's made me less interested in predictions, more interested in processes. It's made me less reactive, and it's made me more intentional. And I hope that our audience also feels the same way. I mean, the focus right now, as we are in January of 2026, is on predictions of what's going to happen in the stock market throughout 2026. Every investment firm in Canada, the US, is preparing or has prepared outlooks on the market. They're, you know, what they think will happen to things like the stock market, the bond market, the FX, so like the currency, the price of gold, the price of silver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's really not helpful. You know, it's interesting to read, but it doesn't change the way we invest money. So having that ability to just see past those predictions, which is kind of like going to Punxsutawney and watching Punxsutawney Phil either see a shadow or not, it's reinforced that great outcomes rarely come from bold moves. They come from consistent, boring, repeatable behaviors done over a long period of time. And maybe most importantly, it's reminded me that behind every balance sheet is a human being just simply trying to live a good life. So that's the part of finance that never shows up in textbooks, but shows up in every real conversation. And I've mentioned this many times in many episodes. A common question we get, the root of that question is, am I going to be okay? And that question can be asked in an assortment of ways. It can be asked in a, should I have more stocks in my portfolio? Should I buy NVIDIA? Should I focus on U.S. municipal bonds? What about gold? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The root of that question is simply, am I going to be okay? The only way to answer that question is to go back and do that ongoing financial planning, which just tracks whether or not you're on track to be okay. That's it. It's simple, it works, and that's the work that we do, and I would encourage all of our listeners to do that. So I'll just leave this podcast with why this podcast still matters to me. I did have a friend ask me, you know, you've recorded, call it 300 episodes over the last 5 years. You know, when's enough enough? Don't you ever run out of things to talk about? The reality is that we actually never run out of things to talk about. I mean, some of the things get repurposed, repackaged, like they're the same questions that are asked in different ways. Some of the guests talk about similar things, maybe not exactly the same, but we are in a world full of hot takes, market noise, social media certainty, and I think there's real value in slowing down, just sitting and thinking, sitting and listening, maybe sitting and reading. So if part of that is that maybe this is just our outlet, it's an outlet for us to slow down, think about what works, what doesn't work, think about how to avoid the noise. It's just important in having thoughtful conversations. It's important in admitting what we don't know. It's important in focusing on what actually matters. And to me, that's what the Free Lunch Podcast is trying to do. We're not trying to give answers, but to help ask better questions. That's it in a nutshell. And we're very appreciative to all of the great guests that have joined us over the last 5 years. And we're looking forward to some great guests joining us for the next 5 years. We'll continue to focus on topics that we think are interesting, topics that we think are relevant. You know, at different times during the year, we'll focus on things that are relevant for that period of time. But if there's ever anything that somebody wants us to tackle, I mean, feel free to contact us. We're happy to discuss anything as it relates to finance. So if you've listened to even one episode, I just want to say thank you. If you've listened to all of them, I doubt many people have listened to all of them, but if you have, then thank you. And if you're new here, I hope this episode gives you a sense of what we're about. There's no hype, there's no predictions, and there's definitely no free lunches. There's just good conversations about the things that quietly make the biggest difference over time. I appreciate your time today. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Free Lunch Podcast, hosted by Canvas Wealth. To subscribe to this podcast to get more realistic insights on investing or to connect with one of our talented partners, please head on over to canvaswealth.ca. We'll see you next time on the Free Lunch Podcast.
Financial planning services are offered through Canvas Wealth.
Portfolio management services are provided by Q Wealth Partners, a registered portfolio manager, investment fund manager, and exempt market dealer. Canvas is an owner and partner in the Q Wealth Partnership. The information discussed in this show, including any opinion, is based on various sources believed to be reliable, but subject to change. The opinions expressed in this show are opinions of the individuals, and they have not been approved by, and are not necessarily those of, Q Wealth as a firm. This is not legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice, and should not be relied as such.